Welcome to 99.9. Delilah is here tonight.
Wow.
Delilah.
You guys like that
new... That was beautiful. That was really... When I stop crying, I'll start talking.
It's going to be in the top 100 on iTunes pretty soon.
That was very unexpected. I was waiting for the Weird Al, you know.
Yeah. You guys know where the lyrics came from, though.
I know. Mario, you know where
the lyrics... Well, if they listen to our podcast...
From, who's that guy? Dax?
Dak.
Dak?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to get sued for copyright infringement from Dak now.
Jack.
That was... You think you would have a listen?
That was not Dak. It was a guy named Jack.
Right.
He was...
And it was called...
Good cover up.
Mark.
Not with others.
Good cover up.
I think his name was Mark.
It was Dak.
I think
Mark,
it was Mark.
Dak. Mark.
Matt.
Kosinski.
Yep.
What?
Arnaldo.
Hernandez for Mendoza.
I know.
So, I
welcome to the third episode, guys.
Yep. Yep. Welcome.
That's a really good start.
Yeah.
It's true. But
we have a new setting today. We should say this.
We're recording on what do you say? On scene?
On
porch.
On porch.
On location.
On location.
On location. On my back porch.
On Brett. That's Brett's back porch.
Because
a nice view of the ocean.
It's a beautiful view of the ocean.
Yes, they have a beautiful view. Just so you know, guys.
There might be planes coming overhead at some point.
Right. You're going to hear planes. Mario's going to have to stop in mid-Mario's story.
And I will guess what kind of plane is that.
That's true.
From the
you
noise.
Might know.
Yeah, but it's dark out now.
Yeah, that's true. No, you
there's
can still
see a light
of
the tail of the plane.
So, what do we have on tap for today?
Nothing. We just...
Today, we really don't know what we're going to talk about. We do have
I have something to say.
We have some fan mail. Mario has apparently something has something to say, which is unusual.
Because I'm starting a diet tomorrow.
Tell us about it.
Am I
saying you're fat just by saying
actually,
what is it?
Mario's
going
to
only
guy,
eat
you know,
baby food.
I'm talking again. Please do not interrupt, Rude. I'm just saying.
The hand model cleansing diet.
I have nothing to cleanse. I'm perfect inside.
Wow. So many places I could go with that, but I won't. I won't.
Yeah, because you have nowhere to go.
I can't imagine, because I've always thought of Mario as being perfect inside as well.
Yeah.
Inside and outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting this diet called, I don't even know, Paleolithic, something like that.
Mario's reading this off of his iPhone right now.
No, I'm not. I'm
you
just
are.
Reading
it. Paleolithic?
Yes.
Do you only eat dinosaur bones or something?
Kind of.
Yeah.
So basically,
fruity pebbles.
All you eat, the only thing you can eat is things that you find in nature or you can hunt. So I'm going to be like the Hunger Games, hunting people around so I can eat them after.
Wait, you can only eat things you personally hunt?
No, like either things that you can hunt or found in nature. So nothing that it's made by human.
Things you can hunt. You don't have to actually hunt them yourself.
Yeah.
So it could be the deadliest game, man.
Right. So basically, you cannot eat anything that the man put his hands on it. It's kind of... I was reading through it.
Wait,
but
what?
You might have to discover a new island out in the South Pacific or something.
No, like if you eat a cheese, it's handmade, so you cannot eat it.
Oh, okay. Like processed.
Eat an entire cheese.
Right, because it's processed.
Like
thank
if man
you.
It was on the assembly line somewhere.
Correct. So,
if it
the
didn't
only
fall
problem,
straight from the tree to the ground.
I think I'm going to lose weight.
Okay, you think?
Because
I
can't
think
find
I'm
going to
lose weight.
Because
the problem is...
You can't not lose weight.
Right. I can eat game meat. Mate. Whatever.
What?
Game meat. Which is
okay.
Slop. Sorry. So you can eat
Sloppy Joe's. Is that what you're gonna say?
Shut up, please. So you can eat game meat, like alligator, bear, elk, emu,
pounding the table,
goose,
I was
New Zealand Cervena deer, which you find Stop and Shop every time.
No, if it was a Stop and Shop, you couldn't eat it.
Ostrich.
Right.
No, I can eat that.
No, it was touched by man's hands.
No, but it was hunted by somebody else. It was not created by human hands.
Oh, okay. So you can't.
So I can eat it.
Can't eat genetically engineered things.
So you can eat kryptonite. Right.
So I can eat, like, you know, I have to go stop a shop and next time, instead of asking for some pork chops, I would have to ask for some Muscovy duck or New Zealand Cervena deer.
Do you eat? Do you go to Market Basket in Chelsea still, Mario? For all your shopping needs?
Mm-hmm. Where there is 99% Spanish, 10% Chinese.
I'm just baiting you into talking about Chelsea again.
No, bad memories, bad memories.
So
I'm going to set this new diet, guys, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Hey, so what if we have Mario? Somebody asked for the bat story, right?
Yeah.
So, Mario, maybe you can tell it now. We'll have Layla tell her version later, but... Mario, do you want to...
It's not going
to
be interesting going from Mario.
Oh, or should we wait? Well, so there's one thing. We wanted to have John, our good friend John, come on and be a guest
Mario's
this week.
Mario's roommate,
by the way. So should we have Mario tell the bat story, or should we save it for next time?
I don't know.
I can tell you.
How about you tell us? And then John might have a different version when he comes on.
Well, my version is the better one, so...
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Well, because I'm the one that experienced it.
Secondo te.
So tell us.
One night it was like... I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty late. And I woke up, all I hear was like a boom, a bang on the walls in my room. So I kind of like, you know, you're sleeping and you hear just somebody banging on the wall. So I opened my eyes and I saw in the darkness, it was complete darkness. It was something flying in circle around my room. I pooped my pants first.
Got
right? First thing right you away. Pulled, you poop, poof, gone.
Your version of the story is interesting.
You pulled your pants up.
No,
they pooped his pants.
I pooped my pants.
Oh, you pooped your. I thought you said
in
I pooped my
pants.
Pants
whatever.
Wondering
no,
what
you
direction.
Could say pooped your pants. That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, you pooped your pants.
So, where was I?
By the way, Mario's wearing a Snuggie right now.
Yes,
you were
I'm
pooping
freezing.
Your pants.
So, I pooped my pants. I got up my pillow. That sounds so stupid. I know, but it's true. I got a pillow.
It's true? You actually pooped your pants?
No, I pooped my pants. I took
hold
a
on,
pillow.
Hold on. I don't think we've said that phrase enough yet. Can we just repeat it a few more times?
I did something, and then I grabbed my pillow.
You pooped your pants.
I grabbed my pillow.
Yes.
Okay, grab your pillow. Let's move on.
And ran out the door. My room door.
Okay.
I realized it was a bat.
Here comes a plane.
Huh?
What?
Plane.
What?
Plane.
What?
Oh, the bat.
Sorry.
That's not
Mario,
a sound effect,
what kind of
real.
A plane is
that's
it?
That's SATA International.
You're joking.
No, it is.
You serious?
It says it on it.
I couldn't see. I could not see a thing.
You liars. You could have saw
so
that.
You grabbed your pillow. You ran out of
so,
the room.
So the plane has arrived in Portugal. Anyways.
Portugal.
I don't know.
That's where I'm going with.
The next group he's going to insult.
Yeah, what kind of names they have
what
in Portugal,
I?
Mario?
So I got a pillow and I ran out on the couch. I sat on the couch outside in the hallway, uh-huh. And I could keep on hearing the stupid bat smashing his head against the wall all the time. Stupid! I opened the window for you to run out, and you would just keep on smashing his head on the wall. So John at his old job used to work till late anyway. So I got my pillow, I sit on the couch outside in the hallway. And I was waiting for John to come and save me because I was not going to go back in my room. And in the meantime, I Googled it and people were just like, oh, we called the firefighters, whatever. I was not going to wait for the firefighters to come in my house 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, Mario, I'd like to know that. What is the search term that you put in Google for this scenario?
There is a bat in my house.
What do I do?
What do I do? So I called John and John, after making fun of me, told me to turn the light on and he would go to sleep.
The bat,
actually, that
wait,
was true.
Turn the light on and the bat will go to sleep.
Yeah, because as soon as I turned the light on, the bat went on the air conditioning and fell asleep.
And John knew this without Googling?
Can you believe that?
John knew to turn a light on for a bat.
He probably Googled it and then he texted me.
It's impressive. Well, he's lived in other places, though, where he might have had bats.
I don't know. But in Italy, experience. We don't have bats. Only if they have, they stay outside of that people's house.
Okay.
Because they're polite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I waited like an hour with my pillow. Outside on the couch. I don't know why I grabbed the pillow. I was just, I don't know. So I was on the other couch.
Something to hold.
And then John came at like 2:30, 3. And like a second, got a towel, took the bat, threw it out the window, and it was over.
Was the bat flying around at that point? Or was
no,
it
was
wall?
Sleeping
did
on the
did he tie up the towel and
on
then
the
throw
AC,
it out the window?
Oh.
Because the light was on. So John actually saved my life.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it was going to kill you.
Yeah, it was going to suck your
bats
blood.
Bats are vicious. They can rip your head off. they totally can.
Are we talking about Batman now?
Yeah.
Or are we still talking about bats?
No, I'm talking that little bat could have, like, chew your face. Okay, you guys are laughing, but I'm pretty sure it could. Because people don't survive to tell the story. That's why you don't know.
You just see people walking around with no face.
No, they die. You're
like, what happened?
Because they're no stupid.
I wish I could tell you.
You'd think they'd write it down so you'd know.
No. Because the bat would chew their ends, too, so they can know.
That's what happened. Somebody wrote it down, and that became Batman. It was a guy named Bob Kane.
Talking about animals, actually, I have another funny story that happened to me in Italy on my scooter.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hard time believing.
Not. Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to punch you in the face. I was on my scooter, and I used to drive from my scooter from my house to the station and take the train. Now, it was like early morning because I can see the sunrise anyways on the water. It's actually a pretty nice ride. I think one morning I was in a land, talking about planes, I was in the landing pad of a seagull. Cause
you were on the landing pad of a seagull?
Yeah, a seagull was landing on the beach.
Okay.
And I think my scooter crossed this landing pad.
Okay.
Because he hit me on the helmet. Like, I was just going straight to the station. Oh my God, I'll never forget. I was just, I just sort of bang, a loud bang on my helmet. And like, wings flapping on my face. I couldn't understand anything would happen. And then I saw just the seagull, like, kind of like, you know, what happened? And the seagull just laughed and went on the beach. I had to stop because I'm crashed.
Did you guys have a moment, you and the seagull, where, like, you looked into his eyes and he looked into your eyes?
No, because I just sort of banged sideways because, you know, he just hit me right on the side of the helmet. And then I saw this fly, you know, he was just flapping his wings on my face. And I was like, what the heck is happening?
So Italy has a helmet law for a completely different reason than we do.
Yeah, for seagulls.
Seagulls.
But yeah, I have to say, though, I'm pretty sure it was in his landing path because, you know, when they calculate how to land on the beach, and I was just...
Maybe he just didn't like you.
Right moment.
He might have...
Probably was morning, was still sleepy.
So you've been attacked by a seagull and a bat.
Yes.
Maybe it's you.
Winged people, flying creatures. That's winged,
black, white. I know. Doesn't matter.
I know. I thought people loved me.
Yeah, people do.
People do, not animals,
yeah,
I guess.
People do. Yeah. Which reminded me now that I say it. I don't know if you remember, Mike. I sent you a text about a show that we saw on TV. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. So we were watching a show, and it was called, this is the best name of a show ever, Colombian Drug Lord Hippos. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So it was this guy, he was basically a Colombian drug lord, and he seriously liked hippos. So he decided to bring hippos into the country, which they shouldn't be introduced in that ecosystem, apparently.
Why?
I don't know. Because they'll just grow.
What does a hippo do? They don't do anything.
They would grow out of control there. I don't know why that wouldn't happen in Africa.
Hippos?
But maybe it does. It was a good show, though. They had to rescue this one. We didn't know if he was going to make it. And Layla kept saying, is he going to be okay? And we were like, we really don't know. So we were kind of afraid that the hippo was going to die.
Yes.
And she was just going to be freaked out.
Did it live?
No, we really didn't know because they were, you know, they were just kept talking
don't
about
it. Don't leave me hanging.
Dangerous.
Did it live?
Yeah, it did live.
Oh.
No, it lived. It lived. Hi, girls. Layla, you can come here and say hi on the microphone.
Okay.
Come here, just for a sec. Okay, so, Layla,
we have
Layla's here for a second, and Blanca. And Layla's going to tell us, because we were talking about your favorite animal. What's your favorite animal?
A hippo.
A hippo.
Yeah, what's my
favorite
animal?
What's Mario's favorite animal?
A giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And is giraffe, so giraffe's not your favorite animal, though?
No.
You like hippos better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Layla, can you tell us a story about Mario and John and the bat?
So, one night, John and Mario are sleeping. And then, there's a bat. So Mario hid under behind the couch, and John fought it.
Wow.
Why did Mario eat that? Why did I hide?
Behind the couch.
Why?
Because there's a bat.
And Mario's a big
wimp. Was I scared?
Yeah.
I usually am not scared, though, right?
Okay.
So I'm usually a strong man.
Are you checking out? Are you checking out off the show? Okay, we lost her.
Bye, Layla.
Bye. Thank you for that story. That was really good.
Yeah, it was very... She knows how to tell a story, that one.
Yeah, so we got a good story. We got a good little bit of story out of her.
She just forgot one partial part that...
That you were
I was
crying?
Courageous and
that
I pooped
your pants.
The bat and I
yeah, she forgot
the
that bat. Mario pooped his pants.
She forgot the part that I fought with the bat.
Right. The part, well, yeah, right.
I mm-hmm. think she told the true story, though.
I think you
the
forgot
was,
you
like,
part.
Punching me, and I was avoiding
you hit
him
under the bed while John courageously fought.
He was like
that.
A boxing kangaroo.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember actually, the movie then I when killed the kangaroo boxing? And I kept it in the fridge for my diet.
I remember when I was little, there was a movie about a boxing kangaroo. Do you guys remember that?
No.
No.
I'll say yes.
It's no. Wasn't that like the Dunkaroos kangaroo or something?
No.
Didn't he have boxing gloves on or something?
This shows how the difference in our ages. That was like 10 years later, probably.
Come on, Dunkaroos.
What were Dunkaroos? Is that the snack? Like yeah. It's a graham cracker and you dip it in chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or vanilla.
Yeah, I remember. I was like 30.
It was like 3 years ago.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. We have another question that was emailed sure. to us as well. This is from Janelle.
Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
J-Rock.
She wants to know, what exactly is a cry party?
Oh, my God, Janelle, really?
And how does she get invited? How does she get invited to one?
She was invited to one. Okay, I feel like I'm like
let's clear this up. This is something you say sometimes, that you talk about having a cry party.
Can I take a guess at what it is? Because I don't know. Is it like a pity thing? Like somebody feeling bad for themselves?
Do I look like I do pity things?
No, I figured maybe you say this about somebody
No,
else.
You're just assuming that I do pity things.
Yeah, but you just call it a night at home. With somebody else, you'd be making somebody else, you know, a cry party. Like if they...
Come on, Brett. Try to get yourself out of this. You're feeling right now.
I'm just kidding.
Keep trying.
No, I figured it was a term that you used about other people.
No.
So it's about you.
Mario has a lot of feelings. And
Mario?
I have a problem. I admit it.
I'm a feeling-aholic.
I cry for every single stupid thing.
Okay.
No, so like, you know, if there is like a commercial, things like that, I just get touchy and... Titanic, forget about it. I cry my... Is that another word?
No, I'm laughing because I'm imagining you're like at home watching this really sad movie and you're fine and then the commercial comes out and you start weeping.
Bawling his eyes out.
Well, I actually have a funny story about this. I was on a plane. Coming back from Italy. Me and my buddy Mike were seated on the flight and Mike was watching a nice movie, like, you know, a manly movie when there's action going on and, you know, like people, you know, like... I think it was somebody kidnapped and somebody was looking for, I don't know, something was going on. And I was watching a really nice movie called Tangled on my screen. Now, I remember that it was towards the end of Tangled, which I love Tangled. I didn't cry towards the old movie.
I don't like it at all.
But the end of Tangled, there is a really touchy moment when she sees her parents again. Uh-huh. Oh, I should have said spoiler alert, I guess.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
She was kidnapped as a baby and doesn't see her parents until she turns 18.
If you had known the story of Rapunzel.
18 years, right.
So, so when she sees her parents, there are no words. They're looking at each other. And I just couldn't hold it. I just was like, I don't know. I was just crying like a stupid. And Mike, I guess, noticed. So he was like, are you okay?
Yeah, because I look over at Mario's, like, dabbing his eyes next to me, trying to hide it. He had, like, his head down on his chest. He was like,
awesome. I was like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. And I was crying over Tangled. So a cry party is basically a party when you go with your friends and you just talk about nice things that happen in your life or how happy you are to be with your friends. And if it happens that you cry, you just... let it go and nobody would judge you.
But you plan this, so...
No, you plan that somebody might cry during that party. So if that happens, it's fine.
Wait, have you really done this? Have you really invited other people and done this?
No.
No, I think it's more of a spontaneous thing. Like
Thank
it becomes
you.
A cry party.
Well, I think it's funnier if it's
something
planned.
Becomes a cry party.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, we start crying.
Okay.
Okay? It's all like right. A planned party.
Is that going to happen tonight?
Then 8:10, we stop.
After we record. Or while we're recording, maybe.
Yeah. Should,
Let me no. just tell you guys how much I...
So basically, now I look
I appreciate your friendship.
I appreciate
Good luck
that
getting
too.
Me to cry.
I just have to say that after the third episode, everybody know that
Rachel McAdams
Mario is a weak person.
Rachel McAdams just died.
I still
That wouldn't
cry.
Even do it? No?
No.
No, Mike doesn't cry.
She didn't die, that mm-hmm. I know of. She could have.
I feel so weak. Now I have to do something manly and strong.
Okay, like what?
Why don't you
like
chuck this beer?
This table over.
How about if we switch? You take the beer and I'll take the wine.
Please don't flip this table over.
It's pretty heavy.
Be a lot of A lot of cleanup.
Are you insinuating I'm too fat that I'm not able to flip a table over?
If you were fat, it'd be easier to flip the table over.
No.
You just stand up.
Because fat people cannot move as easily.
Your belly would be hanging under the table and push it up as you stand up.
Why are you describing me?
All right. You know what's funny? It's like if anyone had never... if anyone that listens to this doesn't know who you are and never seen you, they're going to like assume you're like, you weigh like 1,000,000 pounds.
They think like you're like this Louis Anderson.
Land monster or something.
Am I not?
No.
No.
Come on.
Davvero, no. You're...
you just exaggerate. Look,
these aren't even big chairs. You're not having a problem.
Who told you? I might be holding my breath so I can fit in the chair.
I really think we should do this weight loss thing, though, Mario. Really.
I told you. I'm going to start this paleo thing.
Dobbiamo combattere.
I'm going to be hunting animals outside my house.
You know what? This is a good opportunity for our Napolitano lesson for the week.
Yeah.
Napolitan.
Because we're like looking for something weight related.
Isn't there? Yeah. Don't they say chucho?
Oh, that's chucho donkey. Is dog in donkey. Spanish.
What's the word? Chicho's fat.
Chicho is.
That's Italian though. So is there like a Napolitan way of calling someone fat?
Sounds like a love handle.
Gattone.
Gattone?
Gattone.
Is it like
Gattone
a
with a C?
Like if I have to say somebody you're fat. Mm-hmm. If it's a guy, you'll say sinu gattone.
That's a ghiottone, which
Ghiattone.
Is... But ghiottone is a glutton.
Glutton.
Right.
Right.
No. But that's ghiottone. It's not the same thing.
It's not? No.
It's not
if
derived
it's a girl,
from the same?
It's sei una ghiottona.
Ghiottona.
Because you're a girl.
Is that like Ghiattone. Vulgar, though?
Nobody would
no, it's offensive
because
you don't want to tell somebody you're fat.
Right. Chiaro.
But so, it's... I mean, it's not vulgar.
So, ghiottone.
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 But in Napolitano, you have to know that in Napolitano, we don't use the last.
Right, so it's ghiottone.
Today, I was telling Mike that...
Ghiottone.
You can tell when a Napolitano tries to speak Italian because in Napolitano you never use the last letter of a word. It's always dropped. Mm-hmm. So like...
In Italian, the last letter is very important.
Right. It's really important.
If it's plural, if it's feminine, if it's masculine.
In Napolitano, basically the last... Sometimes the last letter of the word becomes the first, the article of the word. Like, for instance, la banca, which is the bank, becomes a bank and you stop at the C.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like it's like Zia Italian, becomes Azi.
Yeah.
It's like Italian pig Latin.
I don't know what that is.
You never heard pig Latin?
No.
I can't explain it. We'll just go on.
I'll be my ignorance for
without
my life.
Boring people to death.
Okay, so basically that's how it works. So when a Napolitano tried to speak Italian, he has had problem trying to find out which one is the right vowel that goes at the end of the word. Mm. So what they do is like the Wheel of Fortune, they just, whatever comes up in their brain first, they just drop that out. So it
just
can be like
a vowel.
Just pick a vowel, whatever the first vowel, whatever that thing is.
Vowel.
The first one that comes in your brain, you just say it.
Gotcha.
And you can totally tell that's a Napolitano talking.
That's pretty much the Napolitano rule in general. Whatever comes to your mind first, you say it. We established that last time.
Right.
You talk, and then you think about it after. Yeah.
But you don't regret it.
Shoot, no.
Because most of the times it's right.
Because you don't say anything wrong ever.
Never.
Because you're pretty much perfect.
Of course.
So, Mario, there's one other story I'm requesting. Do we have any other fan mail, though? I don't want to bump somebody
else.
But
I do know we talked about last episode, but more airport stories.
That's
true.
Oh,
I have a good one.
But I got another
one.
But there's one more we got to get in.
Okay.
The Siri story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell it all, Mario?
I can talk about that.
We didn't really tell it, though.
No.
You know what we can do? I'm going to tell the airport story and leave this for the next episode.
What? Siri?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a draw. That's a reason
that's
for
a
people
really
to come
awesome
back.
One.
It's really good.
You guys have to come back to listen to the Siri.
Okay. So tell us the airport thing.
Is it okay? Or you want to do the
Siri?
Yeah.
No, do it.
So I was at the airport. My beautiful old job. And I'm at the counter. I'm the one. I'm usually, for people that don't know me, I was the person checking people in.
Yep.
So I was at the counter when people come to me with the passport and everything. So this guy comes to me and
And penalizing people who weren't nice to you.
Of course. My punishment would be I'd be smiling at you while I have you in front of me, but then I will change your seat to a middle seat next to the bathroom.
Right.
And once you're in the plane,
nothing you can do.
You would have remembered what you said to
me. Unless you get off the plane and come beat up Mario.
Right. I will hide.
Yeah.
But anyways, so this guy comes to me.
That's
and
what
like,
happened to the bat.
Yeah. came back for you.
But I don't have a pillow to work. That's the problem.
Yeah.
To clutch.
So I was at my desk. I have to say, I was sat in business class counter. So this guy comes to me and he's like, I need an aisle Chelsea, whispering. And I was like, you know when you like don't expect somebody whispering you, so you, I have problems understanding people whispering in English in general. I just, what? I just really don't understand when people whisper to me in English.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what? And I was like, I don't see. And I was like, oh my God, am I getting robbed right now? You know, people are whispering. I was like, I have money? No money. I have just boarding cards if you need. I have no money. And then the guy was like, I need an aisle seat. I was like, what? And he's like, I need an aisle seat. I was like, why do you need an aisle seat? And he's like, I just need an aisle seat. I was like, let me check. So I checked him in, and then I checked him in, and I was like, I'm sorry, we have no aisles. I just have a window seat or a middle seat. And the guy was like, no, you really don't understand. I need an aisle seat. And I was like, why are you whispering? And the guy comes to me and is like, I really need to get up. I was like, is this getting like suspicious behaviors right now? Because yeah. I have to report this right now. If this guy's going to be
and
like,
then Mario got on the microphone. And then Mario got on the microphone and said, we have a guy who needs an aisle seat.
After a while, I told him like, after I told him loud, I'm sorry, I have just a window seat. And the guy would keep whispering. I started whispering to him. So I was like, we only have window seats. And the guy was like, you do not understand. I need to get up. And I was like I said, we only have window seats. And the guy was like, I have diarrhea. I need to get up every single time. And I was like, let me look that for you. I'm like, and then you that changes
back,
everything.
Then you got back on the microphone. Attention, and then I go all back passengers.
And you're like, which one of these people in the aisle seat was mean to me earlier?
Yeah.
And I'll actually, we did.
I'll put them behind
him. We moved him to an aisle seat. Oh. We actually moved somebody else for him.
Wow.
But it was funny because I thought I was going to get robbed by somebody with diarrhea.
That'd be rough. All right. So how are we going to wrap this one up since we...
we can't talk about what we're going to eat.
We can't be like, oh, we're going to
I hope this
now.
One was funny, like the other one.
We can still talk about food. Do you have any ice cream?
We don't really. Actually. I don't know. We have some... we kind of have these diet-friendly fudgicles.
Because I eat ice cream.
Oh, I want a fudgicle.
Yeah.
Is that the way it is?
Yeah.
Fudgicle.
We can discuss that.
Oh, fudgicle.
Because I eat ice cream about every night, so I need something.
Fudgicle. Yeah, this is this is something that probably angers me and Mario equally. It's that Mike will eat like a bucket of ice cream every night, and he's still in perfect shape.
Right, he's like
Mario,
2 pounds.
Meanwhile, they're all flat.
Mario drinks like a glass of water, and it becomes 3,000 pounds.
He ends up in Colombia. Doesn't know how he got there. And then they're trying to take him out.
That's like Operation Dumbo Drop.
It pretty much was Operation Hippo Drop. Can you imagine there was just some Colombian drug lord who was like, you know what, I like hippos.
That is awesome.
And the next thing you know, you have this like ecological disaster.
Okay, so to finish, I'm going to say just stay tuned for the next one because it's going to be the funny series story. That is hilarious.
It is. It's one of my favorite stories.
That's how I love my friend Mike.
And it's actually thanks. Something funny is thanks to me for once.
Yeah, it certainly is. It doesn't happen very often.
Mike, can you say that to me in a sexy voice, please?
Something funny is thanks to me.
That was the sexy.
That's not a sexy. That's just regular voice on the microphone.
A sexy Mike.
See,
got a cold,
I don't even
so
know
how
to do the sexy voice because I'm not even doing it on purpose.
Really? I should record you for a real voice and just play it on...
I think Mario's doing a sexy voice now.
I can do a sexy voice if I want.
Wow.
All right. We have to stop this.
We've never heard that.
So, it's been a pleasure.
It's the snuggie.
Yes. I should snuggle more.
It's been a pleasure.
It certainly has.
It's been wonderful to have this on location.
It has.
Oh. On location. We're under the...
Under the sea.
Under the lights on the porch,
under
outside,
the
in a beautiful
really
night
nice.
Near the ocean.
Anybody
the
who wants to come over my house and hang out on the back porch. Yeah.
You'd have
except
to
for a 7, we have to avoid a 747 coming.
Call Mario. He's going to arrange the reservations.
Well, this is...
it's been a pleasure, guys.
Mike signing out of the third episode here.
See
Mario
you.
Here.
Brett. Yeah. Good
see,
night.
I think we closed well last time when we all said good night in different Italian words.
Good
ciao.
Night. Buonanotte.
Jedva kukam.